Good morning, and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. Contraction and expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. But it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. That hub. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. But for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to connect and commune with the ground of our being, God in us, as us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 137 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Plunge into the ocean of love, where heart meets heart, where sorrows are comforted and wounds are mended. There, melodies of sadness mingle with dolphin songs of joy. Past fears dissolve in deep harmonic tones, the future pure mystery. For eternal moments lived in total surrender, glide smoothly over troubled waters. Hide not from love, O friends. Sink not into the sea of despair, the mire of hatred. Awaken, O my heart, that I drown not in fear. Too long have I sailed where the winds have blown. Drop anchor, O heart of all hearts. Set a clear course that I might follow. Guide me to the promised shore. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Closer art thou than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, anchoring our souls in your spirit, awakening up to the oneness and the interconnectivity with you and all of life. We are so grateful for this truth that our teacher taught us, that the kingdom of God is within us, that it's not low here or low there, but the kingdom is right where we are. We give thanks for this awareness, for this truth of knowing that your presence is ever abiding within us as us. We give thanks for this unchanging truth of this realization that we are one with you and all that you are. We give thanks for this truth that if we have faith like a mustard seed and do not doubt, but trust and say to the mountain, move, it shall be done. We give thanks and praise for the teachings of our Lord and Savior, our Rachel Jesus, who came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So as we consciously commune with you this morning, offering up our hearts filled with gratitude and praise, for knowing that truly we are children of the Most High God, made in your image and likeness, that we are one with you and we are one with each other, and we are one with all of life. Winged, hoofed, finned, those that creep, crawl, those that swim, those that fly. We are all part of your eternal, ever-present, ever-abiding life. So in this conscious awareness, we ask that you cleanse and purify our egoic natures, anything that causes us to be separated from your unchanging and unending love, anything that causes us to feel separate from your eternal spirit, anything that causes us to divest ourselves of your everlasting peace. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, who we call Mother, Father, God, our Beloved. There is so much that is happening across our world. There is nothing that is outside of you. So we bring every situation, every need, every condition before your throne of grace this morning, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it in and through all. For those that are seeking to exert power, corruption over others, touch their hearts and minds. For those that are lying, seeking their own ends, touch their hearts and minds. Those that are perverting the cause of justice, touch their hearts and minds. Guide our leaders and those that govern, that they will know how to judge and govern rightly and righteously, fairly and just, seeking that they serve the people to whom they have been elected. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, all the disasters that are happening, natural or man-made, we bring them before you now. For everyone that is here gathered, you know their individual needs, wants or desires. And so I lay them too on this altar of praise. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Our teacher said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word abideth forever. And so, as we accept his truth, his teachings, his words, that it is your pleasure to give us the kingdom of good, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of joy and harmony and abundance. We can rest in this assurance. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in and allow that prayer to resonate within you. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.